Mission with Jonesy and Amanda.
You must be happy with the knowledge that double demerits will be scrapped for New South Wales in October for the first time.
Do you mean for the long weekend?
For the long weekend.
Well, the hard thing is, before we talk about them being scrapped, what normally happens is we have Monday holiday, but the double demerits kick in, it's like Thursday midnight and go till Christmas or something.
Till Monday.
It just seems to go, not Monday, is
it? Well, Monday midnight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so why are they scrapping them?
David Elliott, our police minister, says that we've just had too many rules. We've been ruled and regulated for months. And he says, look, we can't travel anywhere. So let's not. We don't want a Melbourne situation happening.
Where everyone is just a breaking point.
Yeah.
So does that mean you can speed?
No.
There'll still be a police presence right there.
Of course there will. It doesn't
be clear for me.
Yeah, well, I'm being clear. I know that you drive your car like James Brown leading interstate police chase, but what it means for people like you, because how many points have you got left on your
license? I'm too scared to look. The hard thing is I only ever get done early in the morning when there's no one around, and that's easy with my car to – I could be 80, could be 180. I don't even know. My car just does it.
A cynical person might say that double demerits don't actually work. And
you're that person.
I am that person. They're a way of making law-abiding people, like yourself, lose their license quicker. The other thing is when you get a green slip for your car registration, there's a bit there that says how many points have you lost. The more points that you lose, the more you have to pay for your green slip. So a cynical person.
So it's money raising.
IME would say this is one way of just pumping up all the coffers, because imagine you, law-abiding Amanda, goes over the speed limit.
Law-abiding. That's my driver's license name.
Am I wasting my time?
No, I'm
here.
Listening.
So if you go over the speed limit and you lose, say, double demerits, you're 10 k's over the speed limit, you lose, I think usually that's a 2-point thing, so you lose 4 points. So your license is getting less and less. You're already down to the very end of your license.
Stop stressing me. But the point is, I can still be done for speeding, but it won't be double.
Yeah. Yep. So just back the pedal off the metal, man.
Okay. Well, it's interesting that they're recognising.
It doesn't mean we're in the purge, okay, on the weekend and we all go crazy like we're in some post-apocalyptic world like Mad Max.
But this is so unlike what we normally have where they're repealing this, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's so unusual for them to say, you're under enough stress, but we'll pull this back.
I went to the RTA and I was just dealing with some stuff in the holidays, and there was this, I'm not going to bore you with the details of a particular paperwork that they've changed the rules on. And I said, oh, come on, this rule makes no sense. And the lady said, you know what? It doesn't. Let's just do it.
Really?
Let's
you
just
had
do
a
it.
Human.
Yeah, a human. And really, the Roads and Maritime, how good are you? The service in New South Wales. You just went through there and she goes, let's just get this done.
You know, I've lost 20 points, but I don't think I should have. And she said, you know what? You're right.
I'm going to rob a bank.
I like you.
Let's just do it. Here, take the money. Jonesy and Amanda's Damnation.